Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Madani Channel presents to you our program called Treasures of Wisdom. Welcome to one and all. I am once again in the company with our Honorable Maulana Abdul Qadir Attari Ansari Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, and together with him we welcome all the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel in the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, who is our sustainer, our provider, cherisher and nourisher. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhim ridwan. Our discussion is once again continuing with the advices, 786 advices given by His Eminence Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhavi, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. The soft copy can be obtained via the internet, www.dawudislami.net. And subhanAllah, you could download this beautiful booklet with regards to his blessed and beautiful advices, subhanAllah. Advices, Mulana Sahib, is very good for mu'min and believers, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And it is because of these advices we are able to overcome any hurdles and obstacles in life. What is your opinion, Master?
Alhamdulillah, Sayyidi, advices are something sometimes... One single advice can change your life. Alhamdulillah. As I've seen people who bear testimony to this fact that, you know, one advice from a wise person, from an alim e deen, from a great scholar, or from some influential personality who was maybe perhaps their mentor, changed their life.
Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Through advices, we are able to overcome many hurdles in life. Amir al-Sunnah has given advices to us regarding Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahu Akbar. We are the bandas and the servants of the Creator Allah Azza wa Jal. He has rights over us, and for those rights not to be violated and for you to find yourself in a good state during your lifetime on this planet, it's important for us to understand these points so that we could establish a good rishta and relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, advices regarding the Sharia, advices regarding the Sunnah, advices regarding the intentions, advices regarding parents, advices regarding a person as a human. Subhanallah, such wonderful pieces of advice that will be so beneficial, especially for the children. It's coming from a personality, Mawlana Sahib, who is the founder of such a large movement of Quran and Sunnah. With such experiences that he has over the years of preaching and propagating the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So just to mention a few, Mawlana Sahib, because this will be as a little recap as to what was discussed previously, the advices regarding Allah Azza wa Jal and his final Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Amir al-Sunnah states, being born in the nation of the final Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam of Allah Azza wa Jalla is an invaluable bounty. Understand this great ni'mah that Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon you and I, that He has made us the true followers of His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are His ummati, subhanallah. He says the world remains engaged in serving the one who remains engaged in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah. Amir al-Sunnah states that servitude to the final Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the blessed companions alayhim ridwan, and the sacred Ahle Bayt Athar rahimahumullahu ta'ala, and the honorable awliya of Allah Azza wa Jalla is real freedom. So servitude to these personalities is real freedom, dear viewers. Servitude to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to his Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, his Mubarak Ahle Bayt Athar, his honorable awliyas, serving these personalities is the real freedom in this planet. And if you do not serve them and you serve the entire world, then you are the ghulam and the servant of the dunya. And you are not a free person, subhanAllah. But real freedom is servitude to these personalities, subhanAllah. And then he says, if you become a captive of the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will become wealthy without money. And inshallah, azzawajal, you will also gain the wealth of inner peace. Allahu Akbar. He says, in order to attain the wealth of love, must read the parables and articles based on the love for Allah Azza wa Jal and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Continuing with his advices for the entire ummah, Amir al-Sunnah states, he states, because of sins, the heart also becomes dirty. It is cleansed by reciting the Holy Quran, remembering death, and weeping out of Allah Azza wa Jal's fear and love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. What beautiful advices. He says, in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one should beg for goodness of both worlds and forgiveness.
Subhanallah.
And lastly, with regards to the advices pertaining to Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Amir al-Sunnah states, Mulana Sahib, only the one who is considered good in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and His final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is actually good. He is that person who is successful, who is regarded good in the court of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Meaning so, certified good.
Certified good, Mulana Sahib. So, look at these advices with regards to servitude to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being real freedom and then being captive in his muhabba and love, subhanallah. Reading articles pertaining to the life story and the accounts of the pious predecessors to strengthen our iman, to strengthen our aqidah. And then he also at the same time gives us the tips that if the heart has become filthy and dirty due to the filth of the world, then the only thing that can cleanse this is kalamullah. Dhikrullah, kalamullah, subhanallah. And then he says, even the remembrance of death can cleanse a heart, Mawlana Sahib. Allahu Akbar. And then fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these advices, Mawlana Sahib, will most definitely play a vital role in one's life.
Definitely, Sayyidi. Beginning with, alhamdulillah, the parables of those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how it motivates us. We are motivated by our pious predecessors, subhanallah, as they were motivated by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who has seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We haven't seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we know of Allah because of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He gives us our deen. He has witnessed Allah and He has told us, now you must say, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has witnessed on our behalf. And we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Allah.
We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship but Allah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Now, in this case, when it comes to loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a beautiful parable in the hadith. Sure. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that once someone asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he was going for salah, right? He asked him, Ya Rasulullah, when will Qiyamah come? Mata sa'ah? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he went for salah. After salah, he asked, where was that person just now who was asking when is Qiyamah? So that person was brought, he said, Ya Rasulullah, mata sa'ah? When is Qiyamah? He said, leave that, have you prepared for it? What have you prepared for it? He said, Ya Rasulullah, we don't have so much of nawafil in our account. We haven't given so much of sadaqah that we can be proud of, that we can count on. So what we can count on? He said, except for one thing. We are not sure about our ibadat. We are not sure about our generosity and our sadaqat. But we are sure of one thing, that we love Allah and His Rasul.
Subhanallah, subhanallah,
subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, then you'll be with the one whom you love. You know? When he said this, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala who says that the Sahaba were so overjoyed that their happiness, this happiness they had only seen after, you know, first occasion of their happiness was when they embraced Islam. That was the happy occasion. They were happy to have received the guidance, subhanAllah, in their life. the noor in their life. Yeah. And the second time it was seen, that happiness was seen, was at that time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the Shahaba the surety, the guarantee that you'll be with the one whom you love. And if we love Allah, we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then we know what's coming our way.
Subhanallah. So here what we realize is that love is the foundation.
Yeah.
Of true peace, Mulana Sahib. A person will be able to be a better follower in the deen if you give more importance to the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What beautiful advice, dear viewers. Your namaz, your roza, your hajj, your zakat, all these are the pillars of Islam. But the foundation to all these fara'id is the love for Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Mulana Sahib, in the next advice, Amir al-Sunnat says, he states about being captive in the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is actually, it's the real peace, even if you never gain anything of the world, Mulana Sahib. I mean, soch raha tha ki, just compare. Companions Ali Muridwan who never have much of the world. They never chase the world. In terms of worldly wealth, they apparently lived a very simple life, Mulana Sahib. They wouldn't have food for days. They wouldn't have the luxuries that today we have in our lives. As just a comparison, just to understand something, Mulana Sahib. And then we realized that they had nothing, but they were gifted with the wealth of contentment. Despite having nothing physically in their homes, luxuries, comfort, so on and so forth. And in today's day and age, we have everything and we still don't have that peace which they had. And the one thing common between us, they also didn't have certain things in life in terms of dunyawi wealth. And we also might not get the very same wealth. But how is it possible that they had peace and contentment and tranquility in the heart? Yet we cannot find that peace. We are still in anxiety and depression. So the reason that's found is the basic one, which is the most important, and that is the foundational love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at Ashab al-Suffa. That number used to fluctuate according to companions. And they only had one job throughout the day, aside from ibadat, aside from namaz, and that was to glance at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to look at the luminous face of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That served as energy in their body, Mulana Sahib. That would quench their thirst and remove their hunger, satiate their hunger. It was the glance of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam which had given them new life. Every time they seen the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were energetic once again.
Yes.
So this shows that amount of love and muhabbah instilled in the heart. And on the other hand, today we have everything in the world, the exact opposite of what amount of wealth others had in those days, Mulana Sahib. Today we have everything, and which we lack the most is obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and thus we are empty.
Yeah, actually there's a beautiful share of Arabic. It encapsulates the very concept that Mulana Sahib is explaining, that where the shair says, Radina qismat al-jabbari fima, that we are pleased with the distribution of Allah in our faith. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given in our taqdeer, we are pleased with it.
Subhanallah.
And then the shair says, Lana ilmu walil juhali mali. For us is the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is the love that we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ilm that we have of Islam. Walil juhali mali. And for those who are oblivious of it, then for them, it is only wealth that satiates them. And those who, it doesn't really satiate people, you know, wealth, because the more wealth you have, the more you want.
The more you want.
There is no stopping at any given point. Ask today the billionaire or trillionaire that's there, the richest man in the world. If you were to ask him, do you wish for more? He said, yes. He will say, yes, I want more. So after having the billions and trillions pouring in the account, he still wants more. And there'll never be enough for him, which is beautifully encapsulated in the poetry of Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He says that it is possible for 10 beggars to sleep in one sheet or one blanket, to cover themselves with one blanket, whereas two kings, they can't stay in one country.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu
Akbar. So it depends, what is our level of contentment? Are we content with the little that we have? Or we always complaining, you know, we say, kabhi kisi ko mukammal jahan nahi milta. You know, nobody can have it all, right? Somewhere something is lacking. For example, you have, mashallah, you have a car, but if you were that type of a person, you'll say that, okay, I have a car, but it's low quality. You know, the engine is not that powerful. It doesn't look so grand. I would like a car that races super fast. And it must have this many horsepower of motors in it. And it must have this much of capacity. It must have a big trunk. It must have this and that, right? And that person who's wanting all of this, once he has that, he will keep his eyes on something that's higher than that then. So the bar is always raised for the person who is not content.
Allahu Akbar.
Until he is given flying cars, they're still in development, they haven't been commercialized yet. But inshallah, when it becomes available, even that won't be enough for that kind of a person. Allah. Because a man dies not his desires. So the desires, there's no end to it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the only thing that can fill the stomach, the cravings, you know, the desires of Ibn Adam, is the sand of the grave.
Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem grant us protection from such love, Mawlana Sahib. This love is that love which has blinded many people. Majority of the world is blinded in the love of this world, Mawlana Sahib. And according to Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, the one who loves the world is in love with the daughter of Shaitan. And Shaitan goes to visit his son-in-law daily, Mawlana Sahib. The one who has love for the world is actually the son-in-law of Shaitan, and he has married the dunya. And a person can never be saved from the traps of the world, dear viewers. It has trapped and tricked several people, thousands of people, millions of people before you and I. And we are in pursuit of the same, dear viewers.
Master, just by the way, you know, the one who loves the world, he has married the daughter of Shaitan, which is dunya, right? What is some people say, you know, they call their loved ones with the significant other, you are my world.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And this is used in the same phrase, Mawlana Sahib, that you are my world, you are my dunya.
Yes.
And they refer to the dunya as the dunya being everything. But this dunya is nothing in the sight of Allah and Rasul.
This shows how much we have fallen in love with this dunya, right? Because we hold it in such high regard. Nobody says that, inshallah, you are the person with whom I want to walk together in Jannah.
Allah.
Their eyes are on the hereafter rather than focusing on the world and calling that loved one his dunya and so on.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem grant us protection, Mawlana Sahib. This is that love that if a person has become blind in the love of the world, then thus he would never see and understand what should be the level of respect for Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because love for the dunya will make him blind. Likewise, the one who has love for the world would never understand the maqam and the respect of his parents. No matter how much it is drilled in their heads, Mawlana Sahib, the dunyawi love will overpower any time the love of anything in your heart. That's how strong the power of the world is. And when the nafs retaliates against this, Mawlana Sahib, then there's a battle between the love of Allah and the love of the world. Mm-hmm. And subhanAllah, when the iman is strong, it helps a person to become victorious and over this battle in which he wins, Mawlana Sahib. The nafs wins, and the nafs then wins over this, that a person attains the love of Allah over the love of the dunya. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, only namaz can make us correct. All these advices are there. Amir al-Sunnah says, only the one who is considered good in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually good. Jo sahih maano mein sahih hai. Jo acha ho, who is a good person? In reality, the one who is considered to be good in the court of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But unfortunately, our judgment is not on taqwa and piety, Mawlana Sahib. It's always based on what's apparent and what we can see. But Allah Azza wa Jalla judges us by taqwa and piety. And the more a person has piety, the more taqwa he has, the more fear for God he has in his heart, you should understand that he is probably considered good in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
We also judge from time to time. Mm. A person is always judging, constantly we are judging 24/7. Mm. Few examples. You go to the market, you are choosing fruits. Why don't you grab everything that you see? You will choose certain ones. You'll see the size, you'll see the color, you'll smell it. Determine the quality.
Sometimes we even break it and leave it back there. We never touched it. Some people may damage the fruits, and especially sabzi, Mawlana Sahib.
And look the other way.
And look the other way around, as if it was never done. any nasihat, because we're talking about advice, Mawlana Sahib. Is this a good thing to do in the first place?
No. You're actually damaging somebody's property, right?
Allahu Akbar.
And now there's the CCTV cameras out there. You know? And those who don't fear Allah, people now have started fearing CCTV cameras. But they don't, at the same time, they don't think that Allah is watching them wherever they are. Even if the CCTV camera sometimes can fail to see you, but Allah is always watching.
Allah.
No matter how private you are, whether you are in seven covers, whether you are in the deepest basements, you go to Mariana Trench, Allah is still watching you. You go to Mars, Allah is still watching you, subhanAllah. So this is the concept that we need to have. And taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it denotes that, you know, wherever we are in the world, or wherever we may be, that we are always in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person who, I was talking about judging, Sayyidi, that we are always constantly judging. We are looking at people, you know, out of 100 people, you will go and make salam to few of them.
Yes.
Why? Why don't you make salam to all the 100 people that are there? Yes. Why? Because there is something in your heart that you have, okay, I like this person, I like his akhlaq, I'll go make salam to him. Whereas there are 100 people, and you don't go make salam to everyone. So we are constantly judging, and we are judging from our own understanding. And what is our criteria at times? I'm going to make this person, make salam to this person. You know, cars are coming, you are going for, let's say, Juma Salah. In South Africa, people usually reach the masjid by car, right? And you are in the car park, you just parked your car, you are on your way to masjid in the parking yard. And then people are coming one after the other. And then you see somebody coming with a very luxury car. And then you will stop for that person. Let me make salam to you. What motivated you? The car that he was driving. Not the person's akhlaq. What kind of a person he is. Whether he has taqwa of Allah. No. He is driving such a beautiful car. I must meet this person. So this is sometimes our criterion, right? Or somebody is wearing beautiful clothing. Expensive clothes, and we go and make salam to him. Why? Because he's looking good, right? He's dressed smart. But there's also somebody who's simple, in simple clothing, subhanAllah, wearing simple topi, wearing a simple kurta, sunnah way, alhamdulillah. And his satr is not showing. You know, he's not wearing the kind of jeans that, you know, half the time the back is showing and the part of the stomach.
Or any trouser.
Yes. So he is properly attired, and we don't pay any importance to that kind of a person. Why? Because he's a simple person. He's a humble person. He may be a muttaqi person. But we'll go for that, for the person that we feel that, you know, our judgment. But what is the judgment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And our thinking must be in sync with the thinking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the hadith says, that you cannot become a believer until your desire becomes Allah. Subservient to what I have brought.
Yes.
So he rules over our hearts. And if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has the criterion to judge someone based on the taqwa and the piety that person has, then we as his slaves, we should also adopt that, you know, start to see people with the same lenses which was used by Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madini channel, and this is where it all boils down to. Allahu Akbar. Everything should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mawlana Sahib. These advices are so, so good, mashallah. Touching the heart, and Allah Kareem give us tawfiq and ability to practice upon them. Many advices are there, dear viewers of Madini channel. We need to allow for these advices to register for us to practice upon. Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, gives advices regarding Islam and Sharia. We have taken Sharia to be something which is very light in our lives. The laws of Islam. We fear more for the laws of the country at times, Masab. We fear more for the laws that we have made within ourselves or for the family members. Yeah. We fear those laws which are man-made, but that law which is made by the Creator Himself, that law which has been made by Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do we give it any importance? No, dear viewers. The importance of other laws are much more in our lives. And thus, we are living in depression and anxiety all the time. But Allahu Akbar, the anxiety will increase even more, Mawlana Sahib, the day we understand the punishment of Allah, the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jalla. However, Amir al-Sunnah states, he says, Sharia will not follow you. You should follow the Sharia. If this is the first mindset we make, we even discussed this point sometime, Mawlana Sahib. But I'm just trying to understand that there's 26 pieces of advice with regards to Islam and Sharia. And Amir al-Sunnah put this as number one. He says, sabse pehle is cheez ko hum zehn nashin kar lein. Aur bhi madani phool aane wale hain. Lekin wo madani phool aap tabhi samajh payenge jab aap is cheez ko samajh lein. Ki Shariat is not going to follow you. The laws are not there for it to follow you. You have been created to follow in the laws of Sharia. This is the first thing that we need to register with whoever we are, no matter wherever we are.
You know how sometimes the law is there, right? And sometimes the law is enforced. Like for example, in our days, the governments that we have, if you don't follow law, right? Let's say traffic laws. You see the red robot, you drive past. Red robot, I don't care, I'm going. What happens? There is consequences for it.
Yeah.
If you don't stop, when the robot indicates red, you must stop. If you don't, then there's going to be law enforcement coming after you. You know, you don't want to follow the law. All right, come. Park on the side, let's go. Yes, and we are shown our place in jail after that, right? Why we have violated the law, and the law enforcement comes to rectify us.
In the dunya, people do get away from the laws of the country in various other ways. Okay. But Mawlana Sahib, on the day of Qiyamah, which other way will help to get away from that musibah and parishani which will be above our heads? If you are found guilty on the day of Qiyamah, no such trick that you use in the world from the laws of or the officials of the dunya, a person was able to save himself from the police, from the authorities, so on and so forth. Lekin, wahan kya hoga, dear viewers? Who will be your savior? Who will be your aid? It is the same Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whose sunnah we have left. It is the same Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla whose sunnah we do not follow. It is the same Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla who will appear in our qabr to remind us that yes, he is our Nabi. It is the same Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon whom the Quran was revealed. It is our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom we don't think of, but he is that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who stayed in the caves and in the mountains and in such places remembering his ummah, crying and weeping for his ummah. Rabbi habli ummati. Ya Ummati. So, dearest Ummah, wake up. Let's call for action. It's time for action. It's time to lift ourselves and dust ourselves from the filth of this world and get back to that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has created us for. And that is only for His worship and for His obedience. Subhanallah. So, chale aage badhte hain, Mawlana Sahib. All these beautiful points are so beneficial. And he says that a Muslim is bound to carry out every affair according to Sharia. Sharia is your yardstick for everything that you need to do in life. Subhanallah. So we don't need to ask, get information from such sources, Mulana Sahib, that ab humko kya karna hai? Islam has given the solution to every problem that you have in your life. Let's turn to Sharia for everything. You want to buy a car? From Islamic point of view, buy a vehicle. Do istikhara first. Be content with what you have. Don't become greedy. Do everything from Islamic point of view. And then you shall see the barakah and the blessings in your life, from your marriage to your business, subhanallah, to grooming your family. Do all of this in light of the Islamic law, and you shall see the results of that, dear viewers. Amir al-Sunnah says, Islam teaches us to have positive assumptions, Mawlana Sahib. Islam teaches us to have positive assumptions about our Muslim brothers. Now, this is Islam. All of this are those actions which corrupt the minds of the people, Mawlana Sahib. That's why Amir al-Sunnah is saying that Islam teaches us to have positive assumptions and not badgumani and evil assumptions about people. It is because of these assumptions we dwell and we engage in various other types of sins and gunas. However, here is the new points. His Eminence Damodar Khatam al-Aliya states, Islam gives the message of peace and relief.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Islam gives a message of peace and relief. Wherever the Muslim are, they are bound by the principles of Islam. Kya baat hai Madine ki? He says, to the extent that the newspaper and the media related people should not do anything that causes hatred against Islam. So true, Mulana Sahib. And then he further states, Subhanallah, the one who causes harm to Islam or speaks against Islam is the devil. Allahu Akbar. He says, Islam is a collection of sacrifices. Sacrifices have to be made in order to act upon the religion of Islam and preach it as well. Allahu Akbar. Muslims are bound by the religion of Islam, not the intellect. He says, we are the people of the Lord. We are not the people of the intellect. Subhanallah. He says, only that wise person is successful who uses their intellect for the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Qurban jai, dear viewers. Really, these last 10 pieces of advice given by Amir al-Sunnat is just amazing. Subhanallah. He says, Islam gives a message of peace and relief. Peace and relief. This is the message. This is what's felt when you say the word Islam.
Subhanallah.
Sukoon and relief. Relief from what and sukoon from what? Kemal Sahib, maybe perhaps elaborate. Is this a sukoon of from the difficulties of the world, from the hardship of the dunya, relief from the taunting and from the masaib of this world, Mulana Sahib?
Relief from the fire of hell.
Allahu Akbar. Kya baat hai madine ki.
Rasulullah
Subhanallah
says that your state when Rasulullah arrived in this world, what was the state of humanity? That I saw as if you were falling in the pits of hell and I'm pulling you by your waist and saving you. He is our savior, Subhanallah. And the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, he has given us, that is our anchor to safeguard ourselves against the punishment of the hereafter, against the ignorance of this world, against many of the evil cultures. And Islam brought us into light, Subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought us from the darkness and brought us into light. And this light of Islam that is being rekindled every way by the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and by the efforts of Sahaba and the Awliya Ikram, Subhanallah. And it will continue. Islam will dominate no matter what anyone says. Against Islam all odds, Subhanallah. Islam will dominate.
Inshallah.
And it's the fastest growing religion of the world. Whoever says whatever, against all odds, Sayyidi, because the truth, it doesn't need publicizing. Truth stands on its own. It doesn't need you to support it. It doesn't need you to substantiate it. It stands on its own and it reveals its reality, its truthfulness on its own. Whereas if you want to circulate a false narrative, then you will have to send messages throughout the world, through social media, through print media, through television, through this, that, and all of that. And you start to malign the beautiful religion of Islam. But despite the fact that you do all of it, Islam is still the fastest growing religion of the world. Quran is still the most recited book in the world. Subhanallah. So yes, Islam is the religion of peace. As much as people want to paint a negative picture of Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's the founder of Islam, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instilled peace and harmony in the nation that was never known to sit still. You know, some people, they can't sit still. They are fidgeting, you know, they're doing something. They must do something. And this was their case of the Arabs, that they were always on war with each other. One tribe fighting against the other tribe, one city fighting against the other city, bloodshed everywhere. And there were only four sacred months, you know, Muharramul Haram, Zulqaada, Zulhijjah, and the month of Rajab, four sacred months, alhamdulillah, where they never used to fight. They used to put their weapons aside. And even in that time, some evil sources, you know, some people who can't sit still, right? They still want to go and fight. And when the war erupted in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the rest of the tribes, they had a mashwara. They had a meeting. And all the people who partook in this meeting, their chief's names were Fadl. Therefore, the treaty was called Hilful Fadul. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was part of this treaty.
Allah.
That we are going to put a stop to all wars and fighting. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was part of this peace treaty. This is how peace-loving he was, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There was another occasion in the life of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was in his youth. And, you know, when you are young, your blood is hot. You want to pick a fight with someone, right? You see youth nowadays, how they get carried away. So in his youth, there was a reconstruction of the Holy Kaaba. There was some damage that happened to the foundation of the Holy Kaaba because of the torrential rain. And the tribes of Arabia, they decided that, you know what, we're going to repair the building of the Holy Kaaba, renovation. So they all took part in the renovation of the Holy Kaaba. And once it was done, it was now time to place Hajar-e-Aswad in the Holy Kaaba.
Right.
So all the tribes now, they got together and each tribe started arguing, no, it is my right. Other tribes said, no, it is our right to install Hajar-e-Aswad into the Holy Kaaba. And this fight grew and grew to the extent that swords were drawn out. That now there will be bloodshed if it's not stopped now. At this point in time, an elderly person, he advised them, why don't you do this? Wait, right, hold on. Wait for the night and let the morning come, right? And inshallah, the first person who will enter Masjid al-Haram, he will be put as a judge to put this matter to end and will take his advice, whatever he proposes, right? Whatever solution he proposes. But they said, fine. They waited. And who's the first person to walk in Masjid al-Haram in the morning? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he walks in, everybody, their faces are enlightened, subhanallah, brightened. That yes, they already knew him to be the truthful, to be the trustworthy, subhanallah. And they were in love with him, his character. So they got happy that yes, he can be our salvation. Even the enemies, those who didn't believe in Allah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes there and he says to them, yes, the solution will be that I will lay out a sheet and you must place the stone in the middle. Right, and then each tribe, their leaders must come forward and you will hold each corner of the sheet and that way you all get the privilege of carrying Hajar-e-Aswad to the Holy Kaaba.
Allah.
And once that happened, once it was Hajar-e-Aswad was taken to the Holy Kaaba, in this manner we all got the chance to partake in the placing of Hajar-e-Aswad, subhanallah. And then he took Hajar-e-Aswad with his own Mubarak hand and installed it into the Holy Kaaba. And this way he resolved a dispute that was going to turn into a bloodshed, subhanAllah. This is how peace-loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. He wasn't like one of the people that, oh, you're going to fight, let me stand and watch and encourage it.
Allah.
But he was the one who came to put all fights to the end.
Subhanallah. Maulana Sahib, what beautiful accounts and stories of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just speaking about peace and all these matters, Maulana Sahib, it's just like making me think so hard that this is such examples before us. People want to know why we have to be so fast and hard on these rules and regulations. It's like, you know, saying Maulana Sahib, that just as a banda who's about to enter into some worldly difficulty, and a person who's at that moment recording that difficulty that person is indulged in, drowning, being murdered, some robbery, and the next person just becomes an observer, it's just like how on the day of Qiyamah, a person that will be thrown in the hellfire, others going to be watching Mulana Sahib. Allah Azza wa Jalla is our creator. He has the haq and the right to be worshipped. Thus, when one person in the family is incorrect, those who are correct will rectify the incorrect person. Allah Azza wa Jalla wants this type of nature to be in the heart of every person, that no matter whether the person is your family or not your family, when you see the wrong, you will have to rectify it.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. Taki, just like how when we cannot stand any person, not stopping the one being in some difficulty in dunya, then how can we stand the same wrong happening, yani when that person is being punished? So Allah Azza wa Jalla does not wish to punish his bandas. Yani he does not want to do that, but our actions are such that we have caused ourselves to earn so much of gunas and sins. Thus, it's important over us to help others from not committing those sins for which he will be punished. Allahu Akbar. And at times, Maulana Sahib, the ones who are on the above deck, you know, on the first class, always think, jo niche hain, wo to phir
gunahi mein honge hum to upar pade hue hain, Allahu Akbar. And Nigrani Shura once gave the example of a ship, and he gave the different decks over there, and when the ship starts to sink, then those above say, are hum to kab dubne wale, hum to upar hai, niche wale to niche hai. And then what happens, Maulana Sahib, when the hole is created in the ship, then everybody one class at a time is going to go down. So never think that because of the sinners you will be safe. Because of being in their vicinity as well, you can be in problem being around those sinners. So pray for their forgiveness, pray for their repentance, that they should become obedient, that you repent, make tawbah, and rectify the mistake, and hope for peace and tranquility. Subhanallah, this is the meaning of Islam. Islam is peace and relief. Allahu Akbar. Our salam is salam of peace as well. When we greet, we don't say hello, how are you. Our greetings do not commence with hellos. Our greetings even commences with du'as of peace and blessings, dear viewers, because Islam is all about sukoon and peace. Islam did not spread on the power of sword. It rather spread with peace, with the message of smile of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Because if you study the entire blessed biography, it is learnt, Mulana Sahib, by historians have mentioned that if you really see, at the age of 54, 55, around that age, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had actually stood up against those that attacked Islam. This is usually the age when people want to retire.
Yes.
The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spread the message of Allah and his message through the power of good akhlaq, etiquettes, characteristics, such manners that caused people to recite the kalima. Such people that could not believe that humans can be so humbled. Allahu Akbar. That someone could be so low, could bring himself so low, subhanallah, yani not brag about any matter, and lower himself for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done, by forgiving people, by giving people that maqam which they never even deserved. But because of that respect shown by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were forced to say that this face is speaking the truth, and this is the true religion, and with a true heart I'm reciting La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, Mulana Sahib, can you please explain this part of here? Amir al-Sunnah states the newspaper and the media related people should not do anything that causes hatred against Islam. Now, he says of here, the newspaper and the media, referring to the social media, to those people that are involved in the printing company, so on and so forth, how is it possible for them to relate any sort of thing that could cause harm to Islam? In which way is it possible?
First of all, is misinformation. See?
Yes.
There's a lot of misinformation. And at times, information is just shared. You know, you came across something, you don't verify it, you pass it on to the others. And if that was a rumor, that was a false thing, you are spreading falsehood unknowingly.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And there is a great repercussion for this kind of thing. There is accountability for this kind of things. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to dislike this fact that if you get to know something from hearsay and you pass it on to people, this is sufficient evidence for you to be labeled and branded as a liar.
Allahu Akbar.
That it is sufficient to call somebody a liar, that whatever you hear, you just narrate.
Just narrate it.
Without verifying it. And this is not the, you know, world filled with awliya, you know. Not 8 billion population, all are awliya Allah. All are truthful people. There is fringe elements in our society whose only aim to cause mischief and chaos among the harmonious society that we have. And there are elements that want to disturb the peace of the world. There are elements who want this chaos, who like and who get a kick out of, you know, if there is corruption, if there is bloodshed and people's blood is being, you know, shed. They get a joy out of it.
Allah.
There are such sick people as well in our midst. We may not know them. Some hide behind the masks. Some are openly, you know, blatantly coming out, and they will tell you that, you know, this is who I am. Some even claim to worship shaitan, ma'adallah. So this is the kind of world we are living in. And what do you expect from this, such kind of people? Will they have anything positive to say about Islam? If they are following shaitan, then Islam and Muslims will be their greatest enemies. Because to shaitan, the children of Adam alayhi salam, they are, we are the greatest enemies of shaitan. Allahu Akbar. And shaitan is our greatest enemy. So an enemy won't Stand to see you flourishing. The deen of Islam is, alhamdulillah, the fastest growing religion in the world. And it hurts shaitan. It burns him to the fact that he doesn't know what to do. He is in a state of frenzy. That people are reciting kalima everywhere. Adhan is given. When the adhan is given, Sayyidi shaitan runs as fast as he can.
According to some narrations, boils passing wind as well.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Allah. So this is the power of adhan. And what do we recite in adhan? Kalima shahada is there, subhanallah in adhan. Allahu Akbar. So when people are reciting kalima, you think it comforts shaitan? Shaitan will try to do something. He will use his agents, those in print media, those in news agencies, those in social media circles. He will try and use all these fringe elements to paint an evil and bad picture of Islam. But Islam is that sun, subhanallah. That sun that, you know, if you put 100 diffusers, you can't stop the rays of this sun from approaching the planet Earth and filling this planet Earth with Nur and Iman.
Allahu Akbar.
Islam is that light. Shaykh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala says very beautifully that, you know, try all you want, you can never stop the light of Islam. He says that if owl can't see in broad daylight, how is it the fault of the sun?
What beautiful logic. Right.
How is it the fault of the sun?
Allah, Allah.
And I would wish that thousands of such eyes may go blind instead of having a dark sun.
Allah, Allah, Allah. So we should be blaming ourselves and not the sun, Mulana Sahib. We should be looking at our own actions and understand this matter. What beautiful quotes of the pious predecessors. What beautiful examples, Mulana Sahib. Allahu Akbar. And thus, Amir al-Sunnat further states, dear viewers, after listening to the advices by Amir al-Sunnat and what beautiful explanation Mulana Sahib has given, he says, Muslims are bound by the religion of Islam and not the intellect. This is so important, Mulana Sahib. He says, we are the people of the Lord, not the intellect. Allah ki bande. We are not the bandas and the servants of the intellect. So why do we bow down before our minds, our intellect? He says, and if you think that is the case, he says, only that person is wise who understands the religion. He understands the deen, but wahi shakhs wise hai. That person is intelligent, he is wise, he is worthy, because he understands his deen. He says, only that wise person is successful who uses their intellect for the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger. So, wise is one who understands the deen, and together with understanding the deen, he is successful because he uses the very same intellect that Allah has given him to please Allah and His Rasul. He doesn't only use that money to make rokras and paisa in the dunya, Mulana Sahib. He doesn't only use that intellect to make money and to increase his bank balance, but rather, he uses that intellect to please his Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla. And I think this is what we're supposed to be looking into, Mulana Sahib.
Yeah, actually, there are two types of people. People use their intellect wrong way or right way, and the right way of using our intellect would be to adhere to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The wrong way of using our intellect would be to find a loophole. That how is it that I can get away with this command? How is it that I can get away with that command? Just like in the worldly life, you know, some people, they pay taxes. They pay their taxes because they want to support their nation. They want to support the government because taxes, they help the government to run the country and so on. Alhamdulillah, a lot of good is done with that. Schools are open, hospitals are opened. So it helps. But those businesses who want to dodge the taxes, they are using their intellect, but in the wrong way. They want the whole pie to themselves. They don't want one portion of the pie to go and somebody else may eat it, you know.
Allah.
And then there are those businesses, those people also that will, alhamdulillah, honestly, they will fill their taxes. They'll pay their taxes so others can benefit from their money, subhanallah. Similar principle in Islam, let's say, zakat. It is not a tax. It is the beautiful system of Islam where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the description of zakat, he gave that. It is the money that is taken from those who have enough, who have more than what they require. It is taken a percentage from them, 40th, and given to those who are destitute, who don't have enough, who don't have any, subhanallah, who are living hand to mouth.
Yes.
And this is not tax. This is the beautiful financial system of Islam, support system. That is the humanity in financial form. Humanity, if you want to see, in money form, in financial form, that is what we call zakat. Subhanallah. And this zakat as well, the person who wants to use their intellect to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow their command, they will religiously pay their zakat. They will wait for the year to come to a full pass, and they know it is time for zakat. I must pay my zakat. And those who use their intellect to get by without paying zakat, they will keep dodging. Or there's Ali Medin coming, he mustn't see me because he knows zakat is farz on me. He will come just now and motivate me to give my zakat. Those people that salam. Use the intellect in the wrong way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always channel our energy, our intellect, our ilm, and our being itself in the service of Islam.
Subhanallah. And this is what happens, Munawar Sahib. A lot of people cannot find the truth because of following the intellect. Aaj kai zyada log bhatke hue hain kyunki unhone apne dimag ko follow kiya hua hai. Islam ke logic ko nahi dekha, apne dimag ke logic ko ye dekha. If the brains cannot make sense that there's someone who created this planet and its nature, because the brain said ye nature hai, mother nature hai, to insaan ne maan liya. Because hamari jo soch hai wo limited hai, Maulana sahab. Capacity of the brains is so much limited that it cannot see beyond that point. And thus, people are wandering in search for the truth. Many, despite having so much of brains, which the worldly people regard as kitna hoti hai, kyunki zahir se baat hai kitna paisa kamaya duniya mein to kitna brain insaan hoga. Jaise kitna, this man is so worthy, he is so intelligent, he is so bright. Oh, he has this, he has that, because he made a lot of money in life. So that intelligence that you have in the dunya can make you make some money in the dunya also. And it can't give you more than that. It can only make you earn money. But the same intellect which you got. See, agar humne direction zara change kar diya, like the sun is giving its roshni and its rays to the entire world. But if that roshni becomes little extra on certain portion of the land, it becomes diamond. To give one example, Maulana Sahib, just to make someone understand. Likewise, everyone is getting equal roshni from the sun. And subhanallah, likewise, everyone is getting blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal. But wallahu yarzuqu man yasha'u bighayri hisab. Everyone gets risk from him, but for whom Allah wants to increase, he will increase. And that got nothing to do with the intellect. Ki tumhare paas zyada brains tha, tab to iske paas zyada paisa hai. Wo Allah ki rahmat ke upar daromadar hai. Yet that depends on the mercy of Allah. For whom he wants to increase, he will increase, because he said in the Quran, there is no one that walks on the surface of this earth whose rosy and sustenance is not dependent on my mercy.
Now, this is the wisdom of Allah. Who are we to question? Let's say, for example, I've got a company. I'm let's say the manager, the CEO of the company, and I'm giving each one, certain wages using my discretion. I won't give the person who's a watchman the same salary as I would give to the person who does my books, who does my taxes. Right? Because to stand and on the door, it doesn't require you to have brains even,
100%.
And the person who does taxes, he has to be sharp with mathematics, with these kind of sciences, and etc., these skills. And if I were to do that, give the watchman higher salary than the person who's doing my taxes, or is running my business essentially, my manager, then what would you tell me? You're such a fool you are, right? You're doing this. You don't know where the head, where the tail is. And this is the same way. We rely on our intellect so much that we can't see this happening. But the intellect of Allah subhanAllah, His wisdom, His divine wisdom, He only knows when, what is needed by whom, and who needs how much.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives according to His divine wisdom. If you need this much, He will give you that much, and He knows what's your need.
Kya baat hai, badi dekhi. Maulana Sahib, this discussion and topic is so beneficial, and we are already benefiting from these advices. And I'm hoping, just as we have benefited, Maulana Sahib, others are also benefiting from these advices. Make dua for the blessed life of Amir al-Sunnah, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem extend His shadow above our heads. What beautiful advices, dear viewers. And right at the end, hum ikhtitam ki taraf aa chuke hain. We are about to terminate, inshallah, azza wa jal. And just before we terminate, one last nasiha and madani pearl from amongst these madani pearls pertaining to Islam and Sharia. Amir al-Sunnah states, in the matters of Sharia, do not
use your assumptions for declaring something permissible or impermissible. Do not use your own assumptions. We should see what the Quran, what the Hadith, and what Islam says, Mulana Sahib, what the Fuqaha Ikram mention about this matter, what is the Ijma on this matter. And in this way here, after using them as the yardstick, yani Quran, Hadith, and all of these things, then you will righteously be guided. If you're going to use your own intellect and own assumptions that it should be like this without verifying from any person, then you're going to make a mistake. And you and I cannot afford this mistake, dear viewers. It can become a gunahi kabira. So if there's anything that we were doing in Sharia, assuming it to be permissible, we have not yet verified it, please do verify by the authentic ulamas of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, by the Muftiani Kiram, inshallah azza wa jal. Join our Madani Qafilas, join our weekly Sunnah inspired programs as well, join our halqas and learn Islam, subhanallah. We have come right to the end of the program, and at this point, it's time for us now to take your ijaza. And before that, I would like to thank our Honorable Mulana Sahib for all the time that you have spared and you have been here on this program. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you abundantly, Mulana Sahib. Barakallah, barakallah. Until next time, dear viewers, stay good, be good, do good. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.